And now this is a dictation for Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Kroll, C-R-O-L-L, November 1249, addressed as a letter to Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, Levant, L-E-V as in Victor, A-N-D, 866-419-3504. Dear Mrs. Levant, follow up Mr. Kroll, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, neurogenic bladder with suprapubic catheter. Last visit, August. Emergency room visit. The catheter clock was exchanged at Greenville. Presently, urine volume is good. No cloudiness, no blood, no abdominal or back pain, no fever, no gastrointestinal symptoms, stable edema, morbid obesity, uses CPAP machine, no oxygen, review system done negative, follows cardiology, Dr. Sevensma, S-E-V-E-N-S-M-A. Does not check blood pressure at home, but apparently in the office has been running okay. Medication list review. I will highlight Bumex, diabetes, Lentas, Ozempic, anticoagulation with Eliquis, full dose of Lipitor for abnormal carotid arteries. Today weight 298, blood pressure 126/60. Lungs were clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, stable edema 2-3 plus without cellulitis, normal speech non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, January. Creatinine 1.91 for a GFR of 36, stable over time, representing stage 3B. Normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Anemia around 12. Normal B12 folic acid. Low ferritin, but normal iron saturation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Risk factors including diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, urinary retention, suprapubic catheter. Anemia with iron deficiency. Presently no need for EPO treatment. No need to change diet for potassium, tolerating diuretics. No need for phosphorus binders. Other chemistries are stable. Management of other comorbidities. Come back in 6 months.